This is Q Talk America.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. This show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's The Show with Clayton McKee. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
We are back. It is the beginning of hour three. Trying to find my place with all my buttons and all my things I have to do. There's so many things going on. So are we, do you have something else to discuss? Are we ready to go into?
I just have one more thing, and because it's almost canceled.
Almost canceled?
It's almost officially canceled. It hasn't been canceled yet. But take your time, go on Hulu or on demand or something, and catch the season of Smash. It is the funnest train to watch crash into a wall.
Oh, my God. I love Smash.
Yeah, and as I was talking about with Hannibal being like, the tone is perfection.
Yeah.
They have the tone of that show down. Smash switches tone in the middle of a sentence.
Yeah.
And then you have Jeremy Jordan, who was the star of Newsies last fall when I saw him. And it was a great brouhaha when I unleashed my gooey loot. And seriously, Matt and I came this close to openly masturbating in that theater.
It's
but
not
I'm
a library.
Sorry, if you hire Jeremy Jordan to be on your show with that voice and that smile, and you make him a brooding character,
yeah, like
you
a
deserve
cranky bitch.
Everything you get. That boy, like Sutton Foster, should only smile.
Yeah, he is gorgeous.
I thought you loved Sutton Foster.
I do.
Oh, that's okay. What I'm saying. Like Sutton Foster,
I don't
want to
watch Sutton Foster
smile.
Act. I don't need to see her as Mary Todd Lincoln. She needs to play.
No, but love her. You love her singing and dancing because you loved her
right,
in Anything Goes.
So don't cast her in something where she's going to be brooding. I want Sutton Foster. If you've got that smile,
just smile.
Play happy.
And
I know you're going to have an unhappy career and probably kill yourself later because you were never appreciated as an actress. But I don't give a shit.
Wow, okay.
Smile.
But also, Catherine McPhee is really, to me, incredibly irritating.
But talented beyond, she's
okay.
The real deal.
Okay, she can sing. A great singing voice.
She does not fake dances at all.
She doesn't, okay, I haven't paid attention to that, but I think she's a terrible actor. I just think she's weird and mousy and quiety, and I just like, hey. Okay, then writers, shame on you, because I feel...
Because they change tone in mid-sentence. What is she playing? Is she a Broadway bitch?
Yes.
Is she, like, it changes.
I don't like her. I can't get on board.
Mid-sentence, you lose thought.
But I'm really, really excited about that show because I am obsessed now with Megan Hilty, who I just didn't know before this.
Is that the little blonde one?
Saw her twice on Broadway.
She's fantastic.
She's fantastic.
But I really, 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 really like Smash. I heard it was over as well, but I'm
it's
sad
gonna,
about
but
it.
But the Liza Minnelli song, A Love Letter from the New York Times, was a fantastic song. The scene with and Harrison.
I missed the last week. Was that in the last week?
Yes, yeah, very good. And Harrison, you got to see this. It was called I'll Give You the Moon or something, and it was Bernadette Peters as Marilyn's mother singing to Marilyn. Phenomenal song. The song that they did for Hit List was good, but amongst just clattering noises of bad writing.
Yeah, I mean, it is.
But the musical numbers are
I
so
the
good.
First season is this the second?
It's
the
second
third?
Season and it's the end.
Like, yeah, because I watched the first one.
They're
and
crashing
the
and
end,
burning,
like...
and it's tough because they're making an adult Broadway show, so they can't sell it to teenagers. They just can't sell it the same way they can Glee. They can't get the youth involved. It's more adult themes. Angelica Houston is a phenomenal actress, but for some reason, she's...
I can't stand her on
I love Angelica
it.
Houston.
I
love Deborah Messing. I really like everyone that's on it, but it is,
And this week, they were pushing...
It's a little slogging along a little bit.
Peter and the guy that plays the writer, Deborah Messing's partner, he was the original from Peter and the Starcatcher that, remember, I saw.
Oh, yeah.
That I went on and on about. Like,
I like him.
It's now off Broadway. They push that hard. There are signs up everywhere for Peter and the Starcatcher in the show.
I had never noticed it.
Because I'm assuming when this gets the axe, he's going to go back to off-Broadway and play the captain again. Because it's so fucking good.
Yeah, they have like
Peter and the
Starcatcher. Like oodle bajoodles of talent in that show.
Jesse L. Martin, now Daphne Rumen-Vega. Like they know what their audience is. So they're bringing in like half the original cast of Rent. They've got Bernadette Peters, Liza Minnelli. Seriously?
Bernadette Peters coming on the show. I love.
Offer me oral
I love
sex.
Her.
And my,
Jennifer Hudson
my
is there.
But
Jennifer Hudson?
It may be outlawed.
Yeah.
You
Jennifer Hudson was really good.
Yeah.
But every time Jeremy Jordan broods, I'm like, Have you not seen Newsies?
Yeah, which I love Newsies. No. Oh, God, I love Newsies.
Not that, not that horrible movie.
I have one really, really quick thing on my list that I'm excited to talk about.
Okay.
In sports.
Oh. I don't have. Oh, wait, wait, wait.
And new in Nutella.
Wait. We have a sports open. Okay. Stand by.
NCAA champions Louisville Cardinals pull one out over the Michigan Wolverines for their star player, Kevin Ware. And currently, as of tonight, the Lady Cards are playing for the Women's Championship.
Oh.
Too bad the NCAA couldn't get their shit together and get the men there to see them in New Orleans.
Sports.
And I only stopped there because I couldn't fit the rest of it in and I didn't know how. But okay, so I don't think we had
sorry.
It actually is what he said.
Yeah,
it's funny.
There's that.
So I don't think we talked about last week Kevin Ware with the leg.
Yeah, right? We did.
Did we? I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah. So anyway, the Cards went on to win the NCAA championship, okay, which I think is super fabulous. And of course, you know, they were more inspired than ever to do it for him. Mm-hmm. So the Lady Cards are playing tonight in New Orleans. And who are...
That's pretty cool. I didn't realize that they were...
This is actually the second time that this could happen for Louisville, that they mm-hmm. could have a men's and women's team, okay, both win the tournament. They're playing against Notre Dame tonight. And so that's exciting. I don't know what's happening. I haven't been looking. So the ladies beat out in the Elite Eight, which was a couple rounds ago. They played Baylor and they beat out a team which was expected to go all the way. And the only reason that I know any of this is because out of Baylor is coming a player named Brittany Griner.
Okay.
And I believe we've brought her up here before, maybe not.
That was 2 weeks ago. I have no idea.
Okay,
that's all I can say. Hashtag I don't have
perfect.
Any idea.
Yeah. Yes. So Brittany Griner,
I don't recall that.
Brittany Griner. I've actually been watching tons of video on her this week. She is again coming out of Baylor. She's the only player, or one of the only women. Now she had said that there were some other women that had done it, but she's one of the only women that can actually dunk on an NBA size regulation basketball hoop.
Okay.
She's ridiculous. Yeah. She's humongously tall. All these interviews, I mean, the girl, just God bless her heart. She is fantastic. Sounds like a guy. Like, really.
Sounds like a guy.
But could really sounds be like a guy. Man. But is this fantastic, phenomenal. They're literally touting her as the best woman to ever play the game at this point.
Wow.
And previously that title had kind of been held by Dana Taurasi, mm-hmm. who, of course, you know, is a member of the Phoenix Mercury. And you should also know.
And didn't they bench her for most of the year last year or something crazy?
Due to an injury.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
Hashtag Olympics 2012. Regardless.
Yeah.
Because they benched her, and Penny Taylor, their other main player, was out with a torn ACL that she had sustained in an overseas game prior to the season beginning last year. The Mercury lost almost every single game last year. Worst season of their career, of their being in Phoenix. Puts them in first place for the draft.
So they have
the first place draft pick coming. It's next week. The Phoenix Mercury is hosting a draft party. I'll be there. I'm actually going to it. I'm really excited.
Sure.
Drinking draft beer?
Yeah, yeah, probably.
Just thought.
That's actually the saddest part about it. Well, no, forgive me, but if it's at the U.S. Airways Arena, it's going to be Bud Light or something, you know.
Yeah,
so,
Coors Light.
Yeah, that's sad.
And Subaru is love.
Yeah. So Brittany Griner is this incredible player. You guys, I really hope we get her. I can't wait to see her moving forward. Throw a little wrench in. Mark Cuban, who owns the Houston Rockets, right? Is it the Rockets?
I know who he is.
Houston Rockets.
He owns the Houston basketball team. Nope.
Basketball.
Who's the basketball
team? Basketball is the Rockets. My bad.
Thank you. Perfect.
Yep. Astros is baseball.
Thank you.
And so Oilers is the football team, right?
And Mark Cuban.
It is now the Texans.
I thought Mark Cuban owned a baseball.
No. Basketball. Okay. Okay. Yep. Okay. That I know. but
I was trying to chime in on the sports chat.
Apparently, UConn beat Louisville.
Oh, the women?
Yeah. 93-60, it sounds like.
Wait.
Unless, is that old?
Old?
No, they were playing Notre Dame.
1 hour ago. Oh. UConn tops Louisville for women's NCAA 93-60. Oh, that can't be good.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. I was looking in the wrong bracket. Yeah, you're right. Louisville and Connecticut. Louisville had to beat Notre Dame to get there. Oh.
Yeah. Well, that's not a good score.
Boo. Sad face. Anyway, the Houston Rockets owner Mark Cuban, I think in just a kind of a ploy to drum up controversy and media attention, is actually trying to draft Brittany Griner into the NBA and wants to get her on her team, which will be the second woman that would be drafted to the NBA. And the first woman that did that is Annie Myers-Drysdale, who is also the previous owner of, or general manager of, the Phoenix Mercury.
So did she actually play?
So this all ties back to the Phoenix Mercury. I don't know if she actually played. I don't know that. And I would have to look up to see what team she was actually drafted to. And I don't know if she played in the NBA, but she was drafted. A female drafted.
Interesting.
And so anyhow, it all comes back to the Mercury. We're really, really excited about Brittany Griner. Everyone keep your fingers crossed. She has made mention in the last couple of days that no, the WNBA is where my heart is. It's where I'll always be. You know, I'm excited for the draft, which Mercury is going to get her. So we're excited. Bless you. But it was actually really cool that Today Show was talking about it a couple of days ago. And it was really exciting that they were giving a lot of plugs to the WNBA, which always and forever needs help.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
It's so underrated.
Even Tim used to go.
We used to wave at him. It's underrated, and it's very chauvinistic thing. It's because, you know, the men are just like, these bitches can't play. It's really discouraging.
Yeah.
But they fight, and it's an exciting league, so I'm excited.
And I'm sure my issue with the WNBA when it first started, that first year, and anything just getting off the ground, but because of the male influence and the talk shows and everything else and what you were hearing, and it was like, oh, for God's sake. They came out and they played up to the level that the men expected. Mm. And it was embarrassing, and it was ridiculous, and it was truly up and down the court of like, oh, look, you have the ball. No, you have the ball. No, you have the ball. And they just went back and forth, and like nobody scored and nobody did anything else, and it was ridiculous. And then they started slowly progressing, and by the first season I was done. I was like, whatever, I'm not even gonna watch this. And then someone got me to watch it 2 years ago, 3 years ago, something, and I was like, wow.
Oh, they're phenomenal.
Have progressed. But at the time it was like, oh, for Christ's
sake. The gooey loot sentiment. I just want to say
it was
like
a big brouhaha.
Well, I like sports.
It is a lesbian brouhaha.
No, but
it's what it is.
The reason I like sports is it's hot men in tight pants. Or in basketball, it's hot black guys running around rubbing on each other. I'm in. I mean, aside from hockey, where they wear those costumes, and I'm like, come on.
Why are you covering everything?
You always liked costumes, though.
I do, but not that concealing.
Yes. You mentioned Kevin Ware, and I don't know if anybody else caught the Letterman episode where he did the top 10.
No.
On Letterman.
He did it?
He did the top 10 just like 2 days or so after his injury. And I... Some of them were horrible. They're kind of groaners, but they were funny. The top 10 list of things that were going through his mind at the time of the leg break. Number 10, what was that loud cracking sound? Oh. Number 9 is, I hope this doesn't leave a bruise.
That's going to leave a mark.
Number 8 was, hey, look, my tibia. Number 7 was just, ouch. Number 6 is, did the shot go in?
Oh.
Number 5, oh boy, hospital food. Number 4 was, tape it up, coach, I'm staying in. Number 3 was, they fired Leno?
That's awesome. I love it.
God bless Letterman.
Yeah. Number 2 was, I forget, is it heat than ice or ice than heat? And his number 1 was, well, at least my bracket's not busted.
Good. I like that.
It was funny. He was a good sport. He told the story. It was funny. Unfortunately, and he said, I hope to never see the video. I haven't, and I don't want to see it either.
He hasn't seen it?
No, he doesn't want to see it.
And no one should. I couldn't stop.
I don't know. It was horrifying.
They went to play it. I turned around and I heard like the audience reaction, and then I turned back and I saw grown men weeping stadium wide.
People puked. Team members teammates were throwing up.
And I'm like, whatever it is that causes that reaction in grown men,
it was a visceral brouhaha.
Can you imagine like witnessing something like that makes you throw up on site where you just can't even control
I can only imagine that equates to, and I only saw it because it was on live television many years ago during, I think, the Kentucky Derby, when a horse broke their leg running And you could just see the leg going in the wrong direction. I just remember just cringing. Yeah. And I couldn't. I was done.
Yeah. I was young, young, young. Well, we were young, young, young. But when Joe Theismann's leg snapped in
and that's football what game. That's what they're comparing it to.
Right. And this is something where it was like the compound fracture and a couple places just boop, there went his leg. Monday Night Football.
Oh.
And it was...
Oh, the yeah. Bill Theismann. That's awful. What they... Wait, tell me what... Recap again.
So, Joe Theismann.
Yeah. And no, he had like a horrible Lawrence break on
Taylor,
TV.
I think it was Lawrence Taylor of the Giants. Came out of nowhere. And it just... Like in a couple
ooh,
places,
a femur.
Came through. Yeah, and it, but it was like two different places, and it shot through.
Blah, blah, blah,
and
blah,
they
blah.
Showed it on ABC, mm-hmm. I believe it was ABC.
Yeah, football.
Oh, Monday Night Football. Yeah,
and they kept showing it over and over because this was before the whole kind of delay thing. This was well
remember
before
the Buffalo Bill that snapped his neck and over. They that he mm-hmm. regained because they did the ice down therapy and yep. they did all that. But I saw
that's
that one.
Right.
I saw
wait,
that
what happened?
That's
he
right.
snapped his neck and he should have been paralyzed, but they did the ice therapy, the freeze down therapy on the spine and. They were able to
what's
reduce the swelling.
Just ice therapy? Just ice on the spine?
No, they cooled
sounds
down the
more
body.
Intense than that.
And, yeah, it. But
oh, they did that on Grey's Anatomy last
yeah,
week.
And
similar but different.
Some of the stuff they yeah. do is actually legit. But it really that was terrifying because he kind of snapped his neck.
Yeah, no, big time. That's but scary. That was it when they showed it over. I think and, over. And now they're saying now they do the kind of gray out, yeah. right, where they kind of. So you can't see
I don't
it.
Want to see that.
Well, I don't yeah, think no, there was uh-uh. a delay. I don't think there was a delay on the.
There wasn't.
On the
no.
on that
on where
no
no not at all.
I watched
no.
the video,
but that's and there was Deadspin. Was it Deadspin or something that had the video?
I saw
they
there were
it.
A number of places that
you're
were
getting ahead
that.
Of yourself yeah. there, Alfred.
Oh, excuse looking, you.
You're getting ahead of yourself.
Excuse me.
We have now. We'll use the next snap story to get segue into to celebrity death din.
Oh, death din.
We haven't
death
got there yet.
Everyone is still alive on Death Jam!
Woo! Well, except for Disney.
One Disney darling. We have to eliminate the Disney darlings.
Disney darling down. Disney darling down.
So can we add points on the board?
I think we should. And I think that's
so.
That's a plucky win.
Yeah,
I'm
that
give
is.
It 10 points.
Yes. Woo!
Plucky win.
10 points for the plucky you know, win.
And I don't know how
for
to
for
get...
a plucky old person.
I don't mean I
slash
don't...
Disney darling. Uh-huh. The first, the original.
Now who gets credit for this? Did we give it to both of you because you both came up with it?
I mean,
I don't remember coming
I think
up
with
it.
So.
That's fine.
I'm yeah. good with giving it
well,
to both.
Well, you came yeah, you came up
I
with
I mean, I pretty much
oh,
came up with
I
it, but he pretty much owns
there, right?
the show.
Yeah,
so
well, clearly that doesn't
me,
make a goddamn
he
difference.
Runs it.
K-Cam. 5 each.
Yeah, okay, we'll take
wait,
it.
It was a fiver?
We split it.
Well, we're splitting the 10 points.
Oh, okay,
because
I
feel
it.
That I don't want to go back and watch the video, but I think you split it. Valerie Harper remains at number one. Will she be alive to see her episode air of Hot in Cleveland?
Hot in Cleveland.
Turns out it's not due till September.
Oh.
Ted Nugent's
no,
not.
Gotta push that
she's
shit
not,
up.
Damn
Valerie's
it.
Not in that bad of shape yet. She's not having oh, issues.
You want to leave?
She has minutes to live.
Although she looks really good.
Yeah. That was filmed in January.
No.
No.
Shut up.
Oh, you want to leave Ted Nugent up there? I mean, I think he's just...
Until May.
Yeah, oh, okay.
2020. Cast of 2020.
Yep.
I still think that's close. Yeah.
Queen of England. I call her Betty Windsor. Nelson Mandela. Still a strong bet.
Still a strong bet.
Yeah,
I think,
he's been in and out.
Nancy Reagan or Babs Bush.
Now, Nancy Reagan was just on actually talking about the camaraderie between Ronnie and Margaret Thatcher. She was just. They were just in a
ooh,
phone interview.
I was looking for. Oh, phone interviews don't count.
Yeah.
So she wasn't on camera.
Oh,
she
no,
can
no.
still die.
Yeah. She.
If that skinny titless wonder is not willing to go on camera, she's about to die. I hate that bitch. Because the reason that people are huffing paint is because
just say no.
Oh yeah, that cunt. I don't like her. Titless wonder. Kirk Douglas still on the list.
Oh.
Muhammad Ali took me a while to figure out who that was.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
Karen Black raising money on the internet.
Oh.
Trailer Swift, our honorary number 10.
Yeah.
Who was snubbed at the ACM Awards.
Totally
completely.
Snubbed. I was waiting for you to say something
thank
about
God.
That.
I,
wanna, yeah.
I was telling Al earlier, one other person
what
that
about
we missed
me
this week.
Makes you think I would work the Academy of Country
no,
Music
no,
Awards.
No, but just the idea because the trailer.
The one other person we missed this week, Paolo Citeri, actually today, who is the big architect in Phoenix, made Arcosanti,
oh, yeah, yeah.
which I
yeah.
thought was a religious cult. And so one time when my girlfriends and I were half drunk and driving back from Phoenix to Flagstaff in college, we pulled over and went there because I thought it was a religious cult. And we made a really funny one day of that tour.
Nice.
Anyway,
and what is
dead.
It really? I've never heard of it.
It's a weird artist commune that's never was completed. It was supposed to. He was supposed to build it to the sky. You can actually see it. It's just past Cortez Junction when you're driving to Flagstaff.
Oh, okay. Oh God, yeah.
And it was Jesus. Supposed to. He wanted to build it to the sky, and it was this weird. They're all fucking nuts out there. But I thought it was a religious
true
cult.
Straight.
It's close enough, and so I. It was a real. It was a fun day trip. Anyway, he's dead. That's sad.
Oh, I remember when he humped a couch bit. Earlier.
Right? Can you read it?
Oh.
Set Barack Obama has been reelected. This doesn't make sense, though, the numbers, but Ted Nugent has promised that within 7 days, 2 hours, 40 minutes, and 19 seconds, and it keeps clicking down.
Oh, it's a countdown clock.
Or in jail.
I love countdown to Ted Nugent.
So we have to countdown to Ted Nugent.
We have a new countdown.
How
new
long
countdown.
Is it?
But why 7 days? What's happening with that?
I don't know.
I thought there was a date involved.
Yeah, you did, because so 7 days from now, today's the what? I don't even know.
The 9th?
Today's the 9th.
9th, so the 16th.
There's a lot of parts.
The day
of this
after
game.
Tax day? Is that the.
Oh, maybe it was. No, that's not election day.
No, that's what I was thinking. I'm like.
Maybe Barack Obama announced. Or
tax
obviously
day
didn't
is
announce.
A great he was. Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Anyway, so we have that now.
I was thinking of another potential dead person.
Oh, good.
I'm and
good.
It makes me sad because I love her so much. But my dad and I were talking yesterday and he brought up Rose Mofford. And I just. It's sad. It's a sad face. But she could die. Any time
now.
Wait
a minute. Rose Mofford isn't dead?
No, she was a campaigner. She's campaigning for candidates still.
Wait. Rose Mofford, governor of Texas.
Yeah, no, that's you're thinking of
different.
Oh, what
hair.
Are you thinking
Ann
of?
Richards.
Ann Richards.
Yep.
Never mind.
Hair.
Totally different. Same hair.
Same
really
hair.
Different state.
Is the beehive
is here. Right,
yep.
Got it. I was thinking the one of Ann Richards because a play just went up about her.
Anyway, so just I may not put her on the list, but let it be said that maybe I'll get a half point or something because
okay.
I put it out there that it could happen.
It is 9:21. We're going to kick off our next segment, which is now becoming a split between thoughtful vulgarity and would you rather. So we'll
I think we could just combine them now at this point because I don't have a question.
Would
ready.
You rather be thoughtful?
A thoughtful rather? I don't
or
know.
Or would you rather be vulgar?
But regardless, we have to listen to this first.
All right.
And now, thoughtful vulgarity, where we in the studio. Try to make ourselves slightly less shallow, which is not hard to do. We will ask one question of the panel and have them try to answer it while fucked up drunk. Because you know at home how well it goes when an important question comes up 90 minutes after alcohol has been served. Politics? Religion? Why not? You're fucked up. What could possibly go wrong? Who could you offend? You've been warned. Good luck.
Is Mickey Rooney in the death pool? Is
oh,
that a question?
Oh, that's a good
one.
Oh,
that is a good
one.
We
Mark,
talked
about
a good
him
one,
recently. Because I'm sure Fox 10 is ready for that death. I'm sure they've got that package all ready to go.
The bios or the obituary has been written.
And we are
the package,
still.
The death package.
We are ready for questions from the chat room. So please put up your questions and we'll be happy to answer them. Okay, so here's some. There's a couple good ones in here.
We have 7 people live in the chat room, so or live on, so they should be able to get something to us.
Okay.
What do we got?
Spend a 24-hour period hearing car alarms in your head, or.
Or.
The brouhaha of a dentist drill.
Drink! No. I would. Car alarms.
I'm going to actually go dentist drill. Let me tell you why. I'm sure this will come as no surprise, but generally when there is a dentist drill, there is some sort of a local anesthetic and a pain pill later.
That's a valid
involved.
Point. That
you're
is a good
shame.
Point.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
No,
so I'm
going to
take the local anesthetic and the pain pill.
No, unless
over the car alarms in my
out?
Head.
If you're going to put me out, absolutely out, then I would take the dentist drill. Fine, because I'm not going to hear it. But that defeats the purpose.
Right.
Yeah. Car alarms.
Oh yeah!
Car alarms make me way crazier.
Oh,
than
my
it.
Teeth hurt.
Who just did a dentist drill with their mouth? By the way, that was really good. Oh. That was really on point.
That makes me shit my pants. There's a brouhaha going on this chair.
I love the dentist.
I enjoy it because I never have problems.
I know.
I've had like 4 crowns and. I took all the fillings I ever had as a child or growing up that were the dark ones. I had all of them taken out and all the white ones put
me
in.
Me too. And there was like some real sensitivity issues. But again, I had some pain pills.
Yeah,
and
I clean my teeth. Give me that fucking gas.
I love gas clean teeth. I want clean teeth every day of my life.
And
I want them
dry
like curly white
and dry ears.
Oh, yes. Which, by the way, we eventually are going to have to talk about the wax vax eventually, but not.
But
I don't think
actually
tonight.
Have a filling that's coming out actively as we speak. Ooh. I can feel it with my tongue.
Well, by all means, eat some more Nutella.
So looking like I'm going to have to go to the dentist soon.
I would take the car alarms because eventually I would just shut it all out.
No.
That's what I would do.
I'd figure
yeah,
out.
Yeah, I can't.
Or I would figure out how to disarm them.
You probably would. Yeah, that's true.
You would.
That's true.
Okay, live in a simpler time without electricity, plumbing, or cure for disease, or live in a polluted, overcrowded future without disease or famine. I'm taking a simpler time.
Oh, I take the simpler time.
The minus the plumbing. The plumbing was an issue for me at first.
I pee outside all the time. I don't care for sure.
I told you, since peeing. I got that block wall around my backyard, I'm saving water right and left.
No, worried about peeing. I don't care about
if
that.
If it's yellow, let it mellow. I got to flush it.
Totally. And if it's brown, it should flush down. Yeah. That's all. Mm-hmm. So anyway, simpler times.
Yeah, you go with simpler times.
Yeah.
Okay, so I know we did simpler times a couple weeks ago, but I'm going to dissent from the group again and go with future. Because disease fucking sucks. And like, I know so many people, friends and family who have been affected by cancer, for example, where there's just no cure and you basically are just told, enjoy the last few
cancer
days.
Cancer roommate. Oh, yeah. That's a brouhaha.
I just. And not in the good way.
Yeah,
somehow.
No. It will ensue and may not stop.
So I'm going to go fast forward. I'll just breathe with a Chinese mask and no one in my family will die.
There you go.
Okay.
But you're going to kill them right at the first minute of the zombie apocalypse.
Yeah, well, that's true. Yeah. It's all about me.
We've already established
numero
their fate.
Uno.
All right, this is my favorite. Be stupid and rich or smart and poor?
Smart and poor.
I'm already there.
Yeah.
Well, actually, already there.
Actually, I'm not. I need the smart part. But, you know, once...
You're further along than you think.
Well, hopefully. But, yeah, absolutely. Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Then you'd be too stupid to buy the right stuff. Like,
well, smart and poor, you could get there. You could think, well, like, you could get there.
Yeah.
But smart and poor people are just happier.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I would agree.
Look, yeah. Look how happy we are.
Do you want to be a Kardashian or not? Like, that's what you're left with.
No.
All right. Mm. If you were stranded on a desert island, I hate these ones because, first off, what the hell's wrong with my plane?
Yeah. Amelia Earhart.
Yeah. Who was flying?
Have only a television with full satellite programming or share the island with a person you hate.
Well, duh.
I know.
TV.
There's porn on that TV, right? It's full satellite? Yeah.
Full satellite. Okay, wait.
I can spread my gooey loot all over the island. Like, we're good.
Yeah, but would you end up fucking the person you hate?
I know, but I don't want to grudge fuck somebody against a stump. And then not have Dexter to talk about later because we didn't get the fucking cable.
That's a good point. Good point.
Can you repeat the question, please?
Would you rather be stranded on a desert island with a television? Your choices are, you can have a television with full satellite programming or share the island with another person you hate.
I'd have to go TV.
Exactly.
Yeah.
How often does that box refresh?
I'm pretty sure we'd all have to go TV.
I'm gonna leave that.
I can't live without a TV. That is. So
I'm not gonna learn to like you, but maybe with a little practice, I could watch Everybody Loves Raymond.
Well, if you have full satellite capabilities,
you don't have to.
You wouldn't have to.
Right. You have a million channels of chrome-plated crap coming into your TV. You'd be fine.
And some of these are just stupid.
Yeah, some are.
Be treated for one day like someone with a $500 net worth. Who cares if it's net or gross? Or be treated like the president of the USA. The current president? I'd rather be treated like the rich person.
$500? $500?
Million.
Oh.
You did not say million.
No, I'm sorry.
I'm like...
Because I'm already treated like a $500 net worth person. And I can fix shit.
That's every day. That's called real life.
Yeah. Like, that happens all the time.
I wanted to give a shout out earlier, but I didn't.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, I just, again, we've praised it, and it's totally off topic, but Landis Cycery, I love them. They didn't fix, well.
Who did they spay or neuter now?
No. I stopped by because there's a certain setting on the brakes on my bike. They have to be angled a certain way to make them not howl like a trash truck, you know, like that shit. So I went in it, and I thought they were good. I was just going to drop it off to them, And he said, no, here's all you have to do. And he explained it, did it all right. I went home, did it perfectly. He taught me a couple tricks of the trade of how they repair things. And I was back to running wonderfully. So I just love Landis.
I'm always on board with Landis.
Did I tell you what they did for my sister's bike?
Oh, no.
That I
sold you a new one?
Yeah. Yeah, they were so great.
Scrapped it for metal and got you.
I took it in and I just said, you know, bike's running a little hard. Anyway, he took a look at it for 5 minutes. And
it's your sister.
Yeah. It's that's what she said.
And
bike's running a little hard. Sorry.
That's not what he said.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
But no, I'm kidding.
Touching story.
Said, it is very it's sweet. Cute. Anyway, he fixed it. He took 5 minutes, fixed it, made it wonderful. It was just said it's no big thing. And so, yeah.
But they're fantastic.
They were so nice. He was great that he, like, took the time.
They're great. Okay, it's
back to, so cute.
Do I have time to make a beverage?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Well, I just don't want to miss them. Well, actually, I can hear in Studio A.
Yeah.
Okay. April 16th, by the way, is the day.
Okay. This one's funny, and I don't know why. Be a bull rider or a clown that distracts the bull.
Oh, shit. Well, I know someone at the rodeo this past year that was a bull rider that got his leg busted.
Right.
Oh, isn't that...
Lewis.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I want to be that guy, because he's still in a wheelchair.
Or the dumbass that runs around.
Will you do the question for
Would
me?
Would you rather be the bull rider or the clown that distracts the bull?
The clown with a really high vertical jump, so I can just, like, hop over that fucking wall, like,
and
boom.
Or a lot of friends.
Yeah.
Who will be like, woo, and picking me up. Yeah, I think the clown. Clown.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I want to be the clown.
They get fucked up.
Well, and as if the bull rider does.
Yes, you're a clown.
Well, yeah. That's a good point.
Do you remember that part of that job description? Yeah. You actually have to be a clown.
There's a passage by David Sedaris where he talks about like how bad the entertainment was, that at first he falls in love with the mime. A mime comes to a school and he falls in love with him, and then an actor comes to school and talks in Shakespearean English, and he goes around talking like that for days, and he got the drama. It's called the drama bug, if you ever want to read it, but I recommend you listen to it on audiobook. We were threatened to get the gooey lewd out with our fingers. But at one point he's like miming with his baby brother, and his mother goes, I'll kill you myself before I see you grow up to be a clown.
No two ways about it.
So that was the question. Would you rather be the bull rider or the clown that distracts the bull from gorging the rider?
I'd be the clown. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Although the bull rider is badass.
No.
If you're out there riding a bull, that's pretty like
the
cool.
Bull rider gets broken shit, and I'm not. Oh, yeah. I have never, knock wood, had a broken anything, so.
Yeah, no, I'm
This is funny, but I don't want to call it a would you rather. I want to call it would you be safer having a Texas accent living in New York City or a New York accent living in Texas? I think you're going to get date raped either way.
That's just surprise sex.
I'm going to stay right here in Arizona.
Exactly.
Probably.
Where you're not safe anyway. Texas in... You'd be safer Texas in New York.
I agree.
Texas accent in New York?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Because
New Yorkers are just going to fucking ignore you. They're going to ignore you. They don't care. They're going to look at you like you're a stupid... Like you're a dumbass.
You're a fucking hillbilly.
I think something happened to the chat room.
They're going to make fun of you, and then everybody's going to call you Tex.
Right.
I don't know if it did or not.
Oh, here we go. This one's just from me, but you can all answer.
Nope, it's live.
Have to watch every movie from the front row of the theater or watch all television on a TV with a 9-inch screen.
Oh.
I can't do front row of the theater, so it's going to have to be... I mean...
A 9-inch?
Yeah, I can watch like TV on my iPhone, and I'm happy with that.
That's true. It's about 9 inches.
So
9 inches is only really suitable for one thing, and we know that it's not watching television.
Exactly.
Yeah.
In my big, enormous 12-inch screen.
Yes,
I'm sure. The chat room is live. The chat room is live.
But I think everybody left but me and Katie.
They did.
Why?
You announced, asked a question, and they're like, no.
And then something happened.
But I'm making some fun faces in there, so I know. Fun with the two of us.
I don't know what the fuck happened.
All right, play a commercial or something so I can make a drink and come up
me
with a
too.
Question.
Oh, well, we can do that.
Yeah, it's 9:30. It's time for a break.
Thank you for Thank you for getting along with my telling me how to run my goddamn show.
I like it.
Even though the commercial is a little outdated, pay no attention to it. Just listen to it anyway and do what it says, because we got Thoughtful Vulgarity coming back in just seconds right here on Q Talk America.
What's this? It's a 30-second dance break.
And now something special from your friends at QTalk America. If you're looking for an online retailer that's got one of the world's largest online and mail order selections offering the very best in gay entertainment, then your friends at QTalk America would like to recommend TLAGay.com. From gay-themed movies and adult entertainment on DVD, as well as video on demand, they also have other literature, ebooks, and all those other things that you don't want your mom to find. TLAGay.com provides services to hundreds of thousands of customers worldwide. And now through the end of March, there's a special discount offer for all of our QTalk America listeners. Do your shopping at TLAGay.com/QTalk. Make your selections from all of the products and services they have to offer. And when you're ready to check out, use the coupon code QTalk. You'll receive an additional 10% off your order, and that's in addition to any other discounts they're already offering. It's a great deal from your friends at QTalk America and TLAGay.com. Once again, check them out at TLAGay.com. Meanwhile, we've got everybody running around Studio A and B trying to figure out what the hell they're doing. We are back. It's 9:35. It's the show on QTalk America. Hi, I'm Clayton McKee, your host. We are here every Tuesday night from 7 to 10. We are in the final half hour of our show, and we've already gone through our Dr. Drew's Death Den. We have a drinking word, which is brouhaha. By the way, what's the other word that goes with it, brouhaha?
Ensure.
Ensue.
No, ensue.
Ensue, that's it.
That's not right.
Ensure is a drink we'll have to all be drinking later.
Yes.
So we've got that all wrapped up. We've done entertainment. We've done headlines. If you're listening, we'd love for you to submit questions to us to ask during our Thoughtful Vulgarity segment. You can send those to the show at qtalkamerica.com. Katie, you got a refresher beverage?
I did.
She refreshed her beverage. Al?
Right here at the end of the evening.
Got it.
I came in and saw Marnie really is like bleeding out over there.
Yeah. Are you still?
Well, I was.
Well, you were. Okay, but we're good. We're good.
I was. All right. I thought you meant now. All of a sudden, I looked at my leg. Like, good God, did it start again?
But for those that watch Grey's Anatomy, please hold it up to the screen and show them what blood looks like.
Blood.
It looks like Dexter.
just blood.
Yeah. All right, so now we're in the Thoughtful Vulgarity segment where we have a question, but I don't know. Nobody's submitted a question.
Well, I have one.
You should always have
one. It's more thoughtful than vulgar.
Oh.
Swear when you ask it.
How the fuck?
What a brouhaha.
You do it so eloquently.
Okay. Yeah, thank you. This came up in conversation actually with Mark a few years ago.
And we're just not getting to it.
No. We discussed it at length, and I kind of came off as an asshole during the conversation.
I may have been part of this conversation.
At what point, or how do you, like, where do you draw the, like, I don't know how to say this. A friend... family member dies that you don't know.
Okay.
Do you go
to the
funeral?
I'm already ready.
Do you go to the funeral?
Ooh.
No.
Friends? Someone...
Friend is close, but you don't know the family member.
No.
If the friend wants or needs me, there I go. Absolutely.
Mm. I think it's valid. If they ask, say, hey, look, would you... I know you didn't know Aunt Katie or whatever.
Right. But no one has that wherewithal. I mean, I'm not talking a girlfriend, but like, you know.
I mean, seriously, if somebody asked me to do that or said, even if it's just random, like, you know, I'd love it if you could be there.
Oh, okay.
Well, if someone specifically says, what? I'd really love it if you could
be
there.
I've never had that horror inflicted on me.
But I'm just saying, like, you know, or I really need you to be there, or it would really be comforting, right. Or whatever.
I think that's fair if it's a legitimate friend.
Yeah.
If it's just somebody that you know in passing, they're like...
No, this is friend. We're a friend. Like, we're not... So we're not
absolutely.
If you came to me, if you came to me and something happened to a family member of yours that I have met... you know, I can see that I would have empathy. I would maybe want to be there, but otherwise, no, I don't. I don't. It would be odd. Like, why would I? Why would I go back to Niagara Falls with you and go to the funeral of the lady? That,
oh no, we got to make it local too. Like, you don't have to travel.
Right, because
for
I
it.
Have a friend well, who has a.
It's a big brouhaha of a funeral.
Well, no, I'm taking away the caveat because the caveats make it easier, but I'm getting rid of them. Like, well, no.
I had a friend just very recently who had a family member that I had met, and he was very close to this family member, and the family member passed away. Had the services been local, I may have gone. I don't know, because is it weird? Is it like tacky that I show up to say I'm here because I said, because we're not best of friends.
Right, right.
And he has a lot of other friends that are closer to him than I am, but I knew the family, I knew the family member, and I care about this person very much. So do I? I probably would have gone and sat in the back.
Oh, I'm up to six now. God damn it.
And just sat in the back and kind of just was there.
Yeah.
If for nothing else, just to say to this friend, I love you so much, and I'm sorry that you're hurting. And I probably wouldn't have said, you know, you just go. I don't know, right? Yeah. I think that's important. But at the same time, Kelly and I had been dating for not too long, and her stepmom died. And it was not like a childhood stepmom. It was like a stepmom as an adult. So it was basically her dad's wife.
Right.
Died. And of course, I went to the funeral because I had literally met the wife maybe twice.
Right.
And Kelly, I went because it's Kelly. Of course, I'm going to go.
Yeah.
It was so fucking uncomfortable. And yeah. All I wanted was to get the fuck out of there. Sure. That literally, I wanted to do nothing but not be there. Well, I would do anything but not be there.
I think once you're in a committed relationship,
you have to.
You're kind of obligated. But yeah, if you take that out and you're just a friendship.
It was very. I was just there for her, of course, be supportive. But it was weird being this like randomly awkward out person at a funeral.
Sure. Sure.
For like a very select group of close family members. I don't know. I just felt weird because I felt like I don't even know this broad. Like,
well, and then there's the moment when people come to you.
Did you just say I don't even know this broad?
I said that. Yeah, that's how I felt about
like,
it.
Like, and people,
I
mean, you don't know.
No, that was awesome. Yeah. Like, I didn't even know this broad. Like, yeah.
Oh, God, I like
that. And you're there, yeah. And then the reception is, you know, it's over, and the people walk out, and, you know, people you don't know are walking around. How did you know Myrtle? How did you know Myrtle?
Yeah. And I'm like, I didn't actually.
Oh, I bet Myrtle loved you. Right.
I had lunch with her once.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
No.
Oh, okay.
Why? Why are you feeling like you're feeling like a dick?
No, no. I made my peace with this a long time ago, but boy, it's gonna get ugly quick.
No, it's
not. Why?
No, I don't.
Why?
No, I don't.
I wouldn't expect someone to go. I mean, if the shoe's on the other foot, like
let me lay this on you. So, friend. We all know that.
Oh, I'm at 10. God damn it! All right.
What are you counting
I'll
up to?
I'll tell you when it's my turn.
All right, Jesus. At least we know you can count to 10. Let's hear it for that.
Yeah.
At this point,
what a brouhaha.
No, but the lady that lives across the street from me, mm-hmm. B.
Absolutely.
I have been across the street for almost 12 years. I've lived in that house. Yep. She's been a great neighbor. She watches out for stuff. I take care of her dogs now when she's gone. But a year ago January, her husband passed away.
Yep.
I didn't care for him in reality. I'm not spilling any tea. Yeah. Well, she's not listening. She's got a new boyfriend now. Trust me.
Oh, that's
yeah.
Awesome.
So, get that. So,
she's
literally.
A busy
so, we
bee.
Lost a listener.
No.
She's a busy bee.
Is a busy bee. No.
Again, married. He died. She's got a new boyfriend.
I'm still single.
And I'm still single. Right. Fuck that.
That's fantastic. Good for
anywho,
her.
Damn it.
Anywho, I didn't go to her husband's funeral because I couldn't have given a rat's ass.
Right.
She called. She let me know it was over, that it was done. Okay. I feel for her on that level, but I didn't need to interrupt my world to go to see it to a service for somebody that I thought was an asshole.
Sure.
So there was no point in that.
Well, sure. If you don't like them,
right? But I mean, it wasn't even a support of her. But like again, if a friend calls and says, "I'm going through a rough patch. Could you just kind of be there for me to lean on for a while?" Sure, I'd be there even if I had no idea who the person was.
Yeah,
I could do that. But otherwise, no, I don't feel the need, the obligation.
Harrison says, of course. She says, of course you go to a family member, a friend's family member funeral.
Yes.
You want to support your friend on a bad day.
Yeah.
When my grandfather passed away.
Kind of feel like you had
too many friends.
When my grandfather passed away three months ago now, you know, all of a sudden I looked up and, you know,
God bless her, Erin was there with me and flew back. But I looked up and Seidel, my best friend, was there. And
yeah.
And Mary and Gina came. And, you know, my friend Dorette. It just where you look up and you go, wow. You know,
well,
it makes
hearing
you,
it from your from that perspective yeah. of the person
yeah.
whose family member passed away, that has to feel really good to
it
look up
wonderful.
And see all your friends.
Yeah. Yeah,
but there were also
wonderful.
People that had been around you 20, 25 years ago that you're knew
right.
them.
You're right. Yeah, but they wouldn't. I mean, I wouldn't say knew my grandfather. They knew of my grandfather. They wouldn't have, like, I wouldn't have brought them over there. I don't know.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Even that long ago?
Yeah, even that long ago. Like, Seidel met my grandfather a handful of times.
I
Gina definitely knew my grandfather just because we were together. But other than that.
I mean, I would say Tim met my grandparents maybe twice. And I would have to ask him if he could pick them out of a lineup.
Sure. Yeah.
It'd be a really scary lineup.
Line up now. For a while, yeah, but. Yeah, now it would be.
But honestly, like yeah. my grandparents were around constantly, but not at the same time. Yeah. And not they never made it down the stairs to the basement, so.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like I was at
thank God for that.
I was at my grandparents' house a lot, but they were always around, but I couldn't tell you if Tim knew them.
Mm.
Or yeah. if he ever knew they died. Like, I don't know if Tim ever knew that my grandparents died. I don't know if his grandparents are alive, so there you go.
All mine are dead. All of them.
All of my grandparents are dead, but at all of the of the funerals, my dad's even more so than my mom's mom, but all of my dad's childhood friends, a bunch of them showed up. It was like a fun reunion. And we snuck booze into the funeral home where you weren't supposed to have any. And then we all went to the country club afterwards.
I don't even want to know where that funeral home is where you're not allowed to have booze.
I know, we were not supposed to have any. But anyway, we went to the
is there seriously a rule there? That's bullshit.
We hit it and we had to
No. Is it really, do they say you can't bring liquor into
yes.
the street? That's bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm not going to that funeral. There is, ever.
I know. And but
there
anyway.
Is a discretionary part. You don't want to create a great brouhaha.
Save the party for later. But
that was a good.
But my dad's all of my dad's and his two brothers. They all lived in this little town. They all grew up there. My grandpa lived and died there. Like, everybody knew Bim June, and so I think all the buddies came by. That they knew him. So it was like different. It wasn't like a family member that was unknown. They grew up going to the house, but they hadn't seen him maybe in years.
Right.
They knew him when the boys were young.
Oh, I'm at 11. God damn.
But they all came. And I think that was really important to my dad and to his brothers to see their friends there. And
well, and it takes your mind off of stuff. You know, I mean, like, of what's going on. I mean, to a degree, to be able to look up and not be like, oh, my God, it's good to see
now,
you. We should
catch
up.
Wait. Now I have to put a qualifier
sure.
on it. Now, are we talking about the actual service, or are we talking
the
about the wake
and
party?
The funeral.
The wake party.
No. They came to the funeral.
The actual service.
Funeral.
Because the
service.
Wake is just right. what, where they,
because the
like,
best part in New York is the wake party.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
And it's at the Como. Let me just say, if you die in Niagara Falls, in my family, you're going to the Como, and the food's
sure.
delicious.
The half of me that's Catholic was part, the, when I was younger, the wakes were always the fun part. Yeah.
Not the wake part. Okay, because
that's
not
the wake.
No,
that's what I mean.
The wake is like actually looking at the body. And that's what it can be. It can be.
I'm at the after party.
No. There's the wake, and then there's the wake party.
Right.
Where you just, you kind of, it's kind of on the, like,
the wake party's the shit. Like, my grandpa's.
Guess what the Oprah Winfrey show did to go to the Como? Yeah.
My grandpa's wake party, like, that's he had already funny. Paid for that shit. It was like open bar.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Everybody
yeah.
go down and party at the country club. And it was fun.
No, yeah. I want to, when it's my turn.
Go ahead.
I'll go to the wake party with you.
Yeah.
As long as it's done right. I don't want to go to some fucking Methodist thing where nobody's drinking and we're going to sit around and, you know.
In the church basement.
If we're not. Yeah. If
and
we're
like
not
fucking
my parents
something.
Had their wedding in the church
oh, yeah.
basement.
Oh, my God,
that is
I love that.
Because
so
then I'm
sad.
Going to the after.
That.
After party.
And
yeah.
no booze.
No, in the Methodist
basement. That
no,
is depressing.
No,
yeah.
Uh-uh.
Let's just make it clarifier. I'm not going anywhere where there's no booze to begin with.
Yeah.
Let's just make that clear.
You could take your flask.
Wedding, christening,
I used
birth.
It to, did I tell you that?
Yeah, you said you were going to.
I did. I used the flask that you gave me for Christmas.
I used it
Friday
good.
To go to a pool party.
Very good.
They
you can
me to
give me a flask for Christmas this year.
Yeah,
you
weren't
you
here.
So
I gave one to Diane, but I'll give you one this year. If you're here.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. Unless you're in Colorado.
Okay, this sounds terrible, but remember, I haven't developed my pictures of the sharks from Hawaii.
I have
found that flask you gave me twice. I don't know where it is again. And we're, third time's going to be the charm.
Hey, when you move, you'll probably find it.
And unless you already emptied it, there's vodka in it. So you should find that, you know.
Chances are, though, I wear a silly grin. Yeah. That's probably going
to
happen.
I have refilled it. I've taken it to a couple of events and found out that, oh, no, I'm just going to drink a Diet Coke. I'll be fine.
Right.
Yeah. No, because the initial flask for the show that I used to carry in the...
You lost it.
No, it died. The seal. It was like the shuttle that exploded. The O-ring broke.
Oh, hey,
that
is
really, really
Sally
sad
Sally went
analogy.
Right into the water again.
Right, Sally, right. So, by the way, what about the 11? You were on 11.
Yeah, what's okay. your counting?
So I just want to throw this out there.
Okay.
I've met my quota for funerals.
Okay.
Both parents.
Okay. Like a lifetime
every
quota.
Every aunt and uncle... Best friend in high school.
I agree. I think I have two.
Right. I can't do it. I don't have it in me.
That's very fair.
And I want to be supportive, but when your family member dies, I just can't. I cannot go anywhere. I don't have it in me. Okay. I will not emotionally recover from it. I've seen my last casket. Okay. I'll go to the after party. Okay. As long as it's good. If it's going to be a crappy after party, then I'll go to the after party where I run it. Right. Tell me when the party that I take over is at.
Right.
Or if it's at the Como, if you want to move your relative to
Maybe
Niagara
that's
Falls,
a new business you could start. There Maybe to start doing after parties.
You should do funeral after parties.
Yeah. When all the religious people have gone calmly home.
and then there's no brouhaha.
Hire Algie Perkins. And I'm your funeral after director.
When you finally break out the Last Dance and the liquor, that's where I'm coming.
He'll call it From Here to Eternity.
Deborah Carr will make out as the water splashes on her face. Next caller. Gonna be a good time.
That's awesome.
Well, I have. You were too late for the news that happened earlier. But I'll up to date you.
Okay.
So Mark Martinez and I and Nick. I don't know if you were there that night. We were talking about it. Someone in the community had just died, and they were talking about going. I'm like, I'm not going to any more funerals. Like, I don't know how to break this to you, but I'm not going. And they were like, but what if someone? And I'm like, I'm still probably not going. But if someone says I really need you there, oh fuck. Like I could see where you could guilt. I could imagine the guilt trip that would get me to go.
Right.
Like, yeah, Tim is a very long friend of yours.
Like he's on the list, and I was making a list of 11 funerals that I would go to.
Like, if Tim said, my so-and-so died, I really...
Parents only.
Okay, sure.
No,
siblings?
But he knew the parents.
No, but I know the parents really well.
Right. Okay.
Right. Okay. I couldn't go to a sibling if I couldn't go to a brother or sister's funeral. No,
because like it would be too hard for you.
Oh,
or
yeah,
you,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Emotional wreck. Are
but
you
I think
me?
That
Nuh-uh.
Anybody that would know you would know that. I think that's the other piece of it. Like,
right. That's why I can't imagine someone saying to me like, "I need you today." Oh no, 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 no.
No, you know. Like, better.
There's got to be someone else in your Rolodex.
Is it going to be weird?
Not this day.
Like when someone in my family dies and I call you. Like, Al, today's the day.
I have
need
pink
you.
Eye. Because I've got the
and
pink
it's,
crayon.
It's oozing. It's a brouhaha out of my eye.
Out of my eye. Yeah, no.
But I'm so busy doing that and also moving again.
But I have to
buying
tell you,
a TV.
On the opposite side, and my dad's funeral was such a blur of like travel and ice storms and just complete nightmare and happened out of the blue. Like it was unexpected. There was just no plan. And so, what happened in the course of that? Like, I know someone flew in from... Someone did or didn't fly in from Vegas. And to this day, I still don't know if they were really there. But when my mom died... My mom was sick for 15 years. Everybody kind of had it as their backup plan. Like, she would have been number two on this list for like a decade. Because she was sick before my father died. Like, everything... You know what I mean? So that... Then there's a
Ruthie
thing.
Should have gone first. And
all their money plans were made for her to go first.
Right.
And there's a thing between there's a difference between sudden grief and anticipatory grief.
Oh, sure.
And it's very common with grandparents. We're like, well, she's 90, so she didn't die young and needlessly. Mm-hmm. We knew it was coming.
Yeah.
But when my mom died, and that one I have more of a memory of, it happened at a bad time. But well, of course, there wasn't a good
day
to die.
Time to die.
Not really a good day.
But if you're going to have an after party, I recommend Cinco de Mayo because we had a riot and it was the Kentucky Derby.
Sure. Well, that's fun. That's a fun after party.
No, we had a fucking. We had time to tell you about the party. But so at the very end, and they had plotted together right up into the last minute, and they were just they were almost late, but they got there as everything was wrapping up at the wake.
Mm-hmm.
No one should go graveside. No one ever. I will not watch someone go on the ground because I'm not going on the ground, and I'm not watching somebody go on the ground. That's just hideous to me. Yeah.
Done that a few times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Never again. Like, did it? Saw it. Yeah. We're good.
Wait. I'm sorry. Saw what?
Yeah. I was someone lowered that, into like, the. No.
I'm gonna be. Yeah. We all just like discuss cremation, right?
I don't care who you
burn
are.
Burn me and throw me away.
I'm not watching someone get lowered. Yeah. But at the very end, Matt and Matt Marotska and Rob. Rob was living in Jersey. Matt's in New York, and they drove in together. Mm-hmm. Renee flew in.
Yep.
And so everybody at the last minute kind of arrived, and like so the last three people walking down the aisle to the pay their respects was the three of them, and I was like,
forget it,
that means a lot. Like it really did. They had all met her, everyone knew her. I think Matt did. Yeah, Matt had met her, everyone had met her, and like so it was meaningful, and I get that part, but I was like, they went right to the wake party.
Sure.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah, but and again, if somebody knows that that is something that's too difficult for you, what kind of friend would they be to ask you?
Right, but I mean, maybe I'm wrong,
but if, I mean, unless somebody need, like,
yeah,
for whatever the but reason it's, is, and it's, like, it's coming I'm up now,
like a dear friend's mom has died, and I don't know her. Like, okay. So I mean, that's it's
that's coming up in your life right now. That's just happening.
Yeah, and I'm like, I got to keep my policy, even though I think other people are going to make some kind of effort. I'm like, oh, please don't cast that net this way. So the week my mom died, we'll just bring it right down to like the basics. Everybody had their day of like falling apart. Like everybody picked a day and it just kind of happened. There was no planning. And mine was one day that I was like, this is just the worst fucking day. I was in the bathtub. I'm like, you know what? We're having a fucking party. We are going out Ruthie and Al style. Like
yes.
We are like this house is like a fucking museum mm-hmm. to people that never lived. Like there's no proof that my parents ever lived there anymore. My sister had like sanitized the house and made it into the most boring place on earth. And she kept her laundry on the pool table and the slot machines were covered. I'm like, you can go back to living in this horrible place that you call home. But for one day, we're opening up the whole fucking thing. Like, the full casino's open. We're gambling for real. If you lose money, you lose money. I don't care if you're a 10-year-old niece or nephew. Yeah. We're playing by my dad's rule of gambling. We opened up the pool table. We uncovered the slot machines. We got out the money. We were like, we have cash. If someone wins on the slots and they win the big money, we're paying it out.
Yeah.
Like, I'll run to the ATM and get it.
I kind of actually wish I was there.
It was.
Sounds fun.
And we did it like we did in the 70s and the 80s when I was growing up, where the Kentucky Derby was on. So we had a board. We went all around the neighborhood and told everybody to, like, pick their horse, pay their money. Somebody worked on the odds board, got that ready. Like, we did the whole neighborhood.
Fun.
I was bartending. Like, people were learning how to play pool, but you had to play pool for money. We had the shaker out with what ball you had to hit for the money. There were shots. And it was just like my dad would have done. If you came into the basement, you had to have a shot. I didn't do a shot because I kept that rule up. But so it was this giant party. And Matt was like, okay, first off, that meal at the wake party was fantastic. And then he's like, this is the funnest party I've been to in a long time.
Right.
I'm like, yeah. I'm like,
is that bad?
But don't worry. We're going to cover everything up and it's going to go back to being a really sad place tomorrow.
Sad. Right.
But it was just Cinco de Mayo. There was tacos and dips. And so it was just the way to go. But that's when I was like, I'm done with funerals. Like, I've seen them now. So
it makes me feel emotional because I feel like it makes me think of my grandparents' house. And that was totally it. It was like the fun. It was just so cool to me when I was growing up. It makes me sad that it's not in our family anymore.
Right.
But the family that now lives there is great. But I just, it just is, it's, I don't know. It's great how we all think about our families and our past and how you kind of like resurrected that for the day.
Just for a day,
It's cool.
Everybody can go back to being depressed, but for one day we are just going to be the old Perkins family that just drank our fool heads off.
And gambled and lost money and stole money from 10-year-olds.
And very, very quickly, I think it's when you, that whole idea of somebody dies and it's that sadness that goes along with it and this and that. Throw a fucking party.
Oh, yeah.
Just, I'm with you completely. Throw a party. Everybody laugh. Talk about memories. Make fun of me.
Yes.
God knows you have enough. But, you know, like, just do that.
Oh, my God. I'm going to come to your funeral with some really good
stories. And whoever tells the story about the one-arm man for me, just play the tape.
I'll have it.
You have an audio.
I'll have it. And don't worry.
Anybody bother.
No matter what happens, Marnie will be late for her funeral because it's already planned.
We already have that plan.
And if you listen later, we need questions. So put them on the internet, whatever you got to do.
Email us at the show at qtalkamerica.com. You can email all your questions. It's the show. We're here every Tuesday night. Thank you for being here. It's Katie, Marnie, Al, and myself. I'm Clayton McKee. Thank you for being here. Whew, we're going to be here next Tuesday from 7 to 10. I'm almost exhausted, but we will leave you with this. We will
see you next Tuesday.
You've been listening to The Show on Q Talk America.